Our next guests this morning are also our hosts. I know that's tricky, but we trust you can follow along. Joanna Felser is the artistic director of New York Stage and Film. This is Joanna's 15th year with New York Stage and Film. She began working with the company in 1998 as managing producer and subsequently joined founders Mark Lynn Baker, Max Mayer, and Leslie Erndang as a producing director. In 2007, she was named the company's first artistic director.
Ed Cheatham is the producing director of Powerhouse Theater at Vassar College. This year marks Ed's 16th season with Powerhouse from 2001 to 2006. Ed served as education director for the Powerhouse Theater Apprentice Program. He was a Powerhouse directing apprentice in 1991. He first came to Powerhouse in 1988 as the assistant to the producing director. He's also a local success story, having grown up just south of Vassar in Wappingers Falls, New York, and graduating from Roy C. Ketchum High School.
Yay! Yay. Joanna and Ed, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's so great to have you guys
here. Thank
you. You remember the Ed C. Ketchum, battle song?
I don't remember it. I think it probably has something with Dewey Cheatham and Howe and Ketchum Cheatham and Howe.
I hope so. Yes. I really do.
My father hopes so, too.
Joanna, let us begin with you. As artistic director, how are things going this season? It seems like you've put together the perfect, beautiful, wonderful season.
Well, thank you. That's always nice to hear. We try.
Yeah.
We're having a great time so far. We're kind of at the halfway mark. It feels like we've come through the first wave of our first main stage show, our first readings weekend. We have our first play workshop going up tonight. Our first musical workshop has come and gone, and lots more still to come. So we're good.
So explain this readings business.
So the readings, we usually kick off the season and then close out the season with a weekend that encompasses five readings of new plays. So these are plays that are at their earliest stages of development and often being heard by their writer for the first time. The five in our first season, in our first series, were by wonderful writers like Alex Gersten Vassilaros and Michelle Lowe. And then coming up to close out our season, we have new pieces by Nathan Englander, who you may know. He's a beautiful novelist and essayist.
Yeah.
And this is his first play. It's a story of his called The 27th Man that he's adapting for the stage, which will go on from us into the public theater season in the fall. And pieces by a great company called The Debate Society that does devised work. This piece is about two Chicago World's Fairs 40 years apart. And then Warren Light, who was here obviously with the world premiere production of his play Sideman, is coming back to us with an adaptation with Todd Almond of the novel of a separate piece that they're turning into a musical.
John Knowles, excellent.
So, I'm sorry, Joe, just one last question.
Yeah.
How do you decide?
How do I decide?
In other words, who gets to come?
Well, it's a hard process, Alan.
Well, let me.
You have a lot of power.
Can I expand? Can I just expand on that question?
Sure.
Because I have basically the same question, but my thing is, I was thinking about this last night, because you're different in the sense of a theater company will say, well, what will bring people in? We want to bring in this work. We want to bring in that work. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. How much of your work is seeing what is out there and what can be developed here, and how much of it is just luck, where people are coming to you and say, I have this really cool piece and I think you would be the perfect place to do it?
You know, our season emerges at the end of what's basically a year-long series of conversations that will start for me almost as soon as we close out this season. And in fact, some of those conversations are ongoing now. You know, we read somewhere between 200 and 300 plays each year. They come to us from a variety of different streams. Obviously, there are artists we have really long relationships with who we always hope will want to come back here to develop their new work. But it's also really important to me that those people with long history with us also are engaged here in a community with people who are new to them and to us. And I think I'm always looking to create sort of the richest stew of people that we can make here.
Mm. So, but the decision is ultimately yours, or do they come and they say,
at the end of the day, one of the privileges and pressures of being an artistic director is making those decisions.
So, I mean, yesterday I saw you and Michael Mayer, and you were walking. We saw you as we got into town, and you were walking. Michael Mayer, of course, famed director and a wonderful talent. And so if he comes to you and says, I have this great project, I want to work on it with you. I mean, that's hard to say no to, right?
Well, sure. It's always hard to say no to artists who you really believe in. Luckily, with Michael, the times that he's come to me and said, hey, I have this project I really want to work on, usually there's something really compelling in it to me.
So, Ed, how do you fit into this equation as far as producing all this and making sure that everything happens?
By opening the door when they get here.
You opened the door for us this morning. Yeah, thank you, quite frankly. Much, it was very nice.
It's pretty much that on a big scale. Vassar is the host for this, but we're also helping to produce everything as well. So we provide all the space, both housing and rehearsal space and performance space. And we provide support with like people like Emily Darrow, who's here today with media relations and things like that. And then my office all year long works with Joanna's office in coordinating different things for the summer. And I'm directly responsible for the entire training program that's here. So all the apprentices that are here in the program, they come through my office. So I recruit for them and I travel the country talking about Powerhouse.
Well, so where do they live? I mean, Joe asks the intellectual questions. I'm always interested in the sort of nitty-gritty things. I mean, where do they live, all these people? You got a famous producer. You just can't throw them in a room in the attic somewhere, can you?
You'd be surprised.
There's a pretty good variety of housing on campus. So we have a dorm where of the students who are in the apprentice program live. That dorm is also shared by some of the professional company who are here usually on a short-term basis. They're in the dorm.
Men and women in the same rooms, or
Everyone has a single, but it's gender neutral dorm.
Because you actors have quite a reputation.
There are some questions we just don't ask.
Exactly. And then there's also several apartments that we use, both on this side of the campus and across the road.
So you have the facilities. I mean, that's what is so. Yeah,
but I think part of what's really amazing about this, if I do say so myself, is that it is a real partnership between New York Stage and Film and Vassar. I think Vassar is so much more than a host to us. You know, they've been our partners in this for 28 years. And from the very beginning, there was the idea that there should be professional producing work going on in the company and in collaboration with a training program for young artists. Yes. And I think that's a really defining aspect of our program, that there are artists at all different stages of their careers, as there is work at all different stages of its development.
So do the Vassar students get to come and
yes.
be part of this?
Yeah, this summer we have three Vassar students who are in the program, all at different levels. Two are going into their senior year, and one is going into their junior year.
That's great.
And we've had several students who have done the program, because the program is open to students in like late high school, so rising seniors in high school through college age students. And a lot of those students who come as juniors, you know, going into their senior year of high school, will spend a summer here, fall in love with Vassar, apply, and get in. Several have gotten in. So there's at least one or two or three in every class right now who came to this program as high school students and then matriculated into Vassar, which is exciting. And it's exciting then for me, because I'm here all year long, to get to know them in a different way, and see them grow both as students and as artists and as human beings. It's just thrilling to watch. And I know this past commencement, there were a few that graduated that who came in, who did the program, you know, they were actors in the program. Then they came here and their worlds expanded and they moved, you know, they were English majors and they've, you know, but one of them said on her way, literally out, you know, off of the commencement hill, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And that's, you know, that makes everything that we do really rewarding.
Joanna, in the moments that we have left, 3 minutes or so, give us a sense of, you're really at peak now, right? This is where everything's going on.
Oh yeah, it's going.
Yeah.
We're firing on all cylinders.
And it's going to fire even more.
Excellent.
The next 2 weeks.
So give us a sense of what we have to look forward to so that audiences can take part in all of the Powerhouse goodness.
Well, we're preparing our second main stage show for our audiences, and that's The Power of Duff by Stephen Belber, being directed by Peter Dubois. It's an extraordinary cast led by Greg Kinnear and Jennifer West. Seinfeld, Dominic Famusa. I know you're going to get to talk to some of them later on.
Yes, we have that crew coming in at 11 o'clock hour.
But it's been a fantastic process. You know, Steve is a playwright that we have a really long history with, and one of those writers who I think is always asking the really big questions of our time. So this feels like an incredibly appropriate play for our audiences to get to experience. We also have our second musical workshop, Murder Ballad, beginning rehearsals on Tuesday, which is a fantastic kind of sung-through rock opera by Julia Jordan and Juliana Nash that Trip Cullman is directing with a super sexy cast. And and then The House That Will Not Stand, Marcus Gardley's really exquisite play about a family in New Orleans.
Oh, the super sexy cast.
Yeah, and then there's the work that's happening with the apprentice program too, out on the amphitheater, which is just behind us here. Tonight they start Comedy of Errors, which goes through Monday, and then on next Friday they start Medea, which goes through the following Monday.
What if it rains?
We go into a place called The Mug, which is below the College Center. And then they're doing a show in the Arts Center as well on Thursday. So,
but it never rains.
It never
it's
rains.
It's always sunny here.
Exactly.
Vassar,
exactly.
Except for the last time we were here. So there's a lot to see, a lot to do, and I guess you don't really have favorites, do you? I mean, or is there anything like you're especially
them
looking
all equally,
especially looking forward to, or like really excited about?
I will say I'm really excited about The Power of Death.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big play. It's a really ambitious production for us. It's been a fantastic process so far, and I'm really thrilled to
and
get to see it.
And then you go to all that work, and then you do it.
How many days here?
Well,
you know, how many
performances? Like, it's like 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So crazy. And you look at the work of, you know, not just the actors and the writer and the director, but the whole staff that has come together to build the set and everything. And it's so ephemeral. But that's, I think, what makes it so special for the audiences who get to see this work here.
Right. Don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it comes up fast.
Joanna Felser is the artistic director of New York Stage and Film, and Cheatham is producing director of Powerhouse Theater at Vassar College. To learn more about the season, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. You can also like them at facebook.com/VassarPowerhouse. And you can also follow the season on Twitter at twitter.com/Powerhouse_2012. Not to make that too confusing, but it's, you know, you just put in Twitter Powerhouse, you'll find it. Go ahead.
Joanna and Ed, thank you for being here and welcoming us.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure
thank
to have you.
You
host us this morning. Thank
no,
you
it's our
so
pleasure.
Much.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Vassar College on WAMC.